诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Everyone.
已经好几个月没见了。
It's been quite a few months since I last seen you.
今天我们这个题目好像跟上次讲的有点类似啊，楞严与中国禅宗，跟上次是楞严与什么莫造化陀是吧？
Today's topic is quite similar to what we talked about last time. Last time it was Sharangama Sutra with in comparison or in conjunction with silent illumination and the Hua Tou method. And today's topic is Sharangama Sutra and Chinese Chan.
我莫造化陀比较着重于就是怎么样去就是去透过这种两个方法去找回我们的真心啊，找回我们的去明心见性。那今天这个禅宗，不一定是要用莫造化陀。
With regard to 化头 or silent illumination, the purpose of it is to use those methods to find our true mind and to see our true nature, self nature. But with today's topic, Sharangama Sutra and Chinese Chan, it's not necessarily talking about using those methods to find the true mind, the true nature.
像比较早期的六祖那个听到《金刚经》，什么因无所住而生其心，然后就言下大悟啊，其实并没有参什么话头啊。
Back in the olden days, when the sixth patriarch Hui Nen, when he became enlightened upon hearing the phrase where the mind is not abiding anywhere and thus rises its true mind, when he heard the phrase and became enlightened, he wasn't really using any method at that time.
那早期，他们就直接，应该比较直接。书叫做纯禅的哈，不一定要用这些什么比较迂回的方法啊，那直指人心啊。
So in the earlier days, they were able to point directly to the mind through the so-called pure chan or a more direct method, without necessarily going through all these different techniques or methodologies.
那像这一个六祖曾经问怀朗啊，那他就问说你从哪里来啊？从哪里来？那当然我们之前听过，我从家里面来嘛哈、啊。你从家里面来，那个是身体，不是你，对不对？那他们没有什么参话头，可听说他也大概也。对这个问题，还问了三年啊，那才开悟啊。
There was a actual example of the sixth patriarch asking Huai Rang, Chan Master, where did you come from? And of course, the many of you here have heard me using this example multiple times, asking you where you came from. Oh, I came from home. But that's only referring to your physical body. But back then, when the sixth patriarch asked this question to Huai Rang, he wasn't really using any particular method, but he investigated this question and kept asking this question for over 3 years.
应该这个问题就是说，那你到底是什么？你从哪里来？那个你，到底什么是你？
But the true essence of the question is,Where are you from? What is this you that we're talking about? Who are you?
通常我们对我们自己，我们好像没有特别去探索，所以有时候是把身体当成我，有时候把想法当成我，有时候把感觉当成我。
Regarding this question, who are you? Who is this thing that you're calling you? Oftentimes we don't spend much time investigating it. So oftentimes we think of you or I self as the physical body or the way we think or some of our feelings and sensations.
比如说，哎，我刚才从哦从楼上下来啊、哦，那一个是你。过去的影像的一个你，一个现在正在讲话的这个心，那到底哪个是你？我们可能就觉得这样没有矛盾哈、哦。我从什么？我从楼下上来，那到底那个是我？那现在正在讲的那个是谁
？So when we say, "Oh, where did I come from?" Oh, I came from upstairs. We're actually talking about a lingering image of the self.Being upstairs, and then comparing to in relation to this self that's currently talking and asking the question. And oftentimes we tend to think this way, following this pattern, not perceiving the conflict between these two phenomena.
早上有一个菩萨，他说他来看我，那你说你来看谁？
Earlier this morning, one of the volunteers said, "I'm here to see you." Who is it that you're here to see?
他意思是说，看到我的脸就是我，对不对
？So I think what she meant was seeing my face is to see me.
啊，如果我坐在这边，然后就死了，你还是看到我啊？你你怎么说他这个死人？
But if I'm sitting here, but I'm actually already dead, you are seeing my physical face, but are you seeing me?
所以这个禅宗就会讲到说，哎，什么是我哈？所以他们讲到这个心哈，哎，我们通常我们世间大家可以把它分为这个心跟现象，心跟现象，能知的心跟所知的现象啊。
So in Chan, oftentimes we ask the question, who am I? What is the self? And oftentimes it can be categorized as the mind that has the ability to be aware, with awareness. And also, dichotomously, the phenomenon that's being perceived by the mind.
那我们我们的心，那楞严经又把这个心哈、啊，它是性哈、啊，既有楞严经是把它什么说，既有见闻觉知功能的心啊，或是性啊，那它把它分成大概有十种功能啊。
In the Suragama Sutra, they further make the distinction and classified the mind that has the ability to be aware, to perceive.They classify the functions of the mind into 10 different categories.
我有时候功能，功能是可以很多种啊，他是把它讲了十种特质啊。
Or rather, they talk about the 10 qualities, 10 characteristics of the mind.
那第一个既有能看到、能听到的啊。能想的那个是心，不是眼睛，不是耳朵啊，也不是脑细胞啊。
The first one is that the thing that has ability to see, to think, to hear, that is the mind. It's not your brain cells or your eyes or your ears that's doing the perceiving. It's the mind that has ability to perceive.
那第二个就是，这个能看的心，它本身不动。
And the second one is that the mind that has ability to see it in itself is unmoving.
但是我们大部分就是把会动的啊，会动的现象当成我。
But the thing is, oftentimes we mistakenly take the phenomenon that's moving and changing, and perceive that, take that as the self.
应该讲就是说，我们的 心动，所以去看动的现象，那动的现象又让心动，那我们大部分的时间就是在动的这一部分呢。
So in other words, we use this the moving mind to see, to perceive phenomena that are also moving, and in return, the phenomena makes the mind moves, and that's how we operate in the daily setting, in these movements.
好了，这一个那这个动的，常常我们讲说什么要如如不动啊、哦，那因为心动了以后可能不是很舒服啊、哦，所以我们有点如如不动啊、哦。
But when we're practicing meditation, we oftentimes talk about to be thus unmoving. And it could possibly be because when the mind is moving so much, it's actually not very pleasant.
还是我们往往是希望不动，然后又希望动。
But for some reason, oftentimes, it seems that we both wishes the mind to be moving at the same time also unmoving.
譬如说我们很忙碌的时候希望什么希望能够休息几天啊，那休息几天以后你又会觉得什么无聊啊，又去找事做啊。
For example, when we're extremely busy, we oftentimes wish for some rest and peace. But when you have the ability to relax and do nothing for a few days, then you find it boring again. So you are looking for things to do.
好，那刚才已经讲了两个特质哈、哦，就是第一个就是能看的是心啊、哦，不是眼睛。那第二个是心本身是不动的啊。
So we have talked about two characteristics already. The first one is the thing that's perceiving is the mind itself, not the eyes. And also the second one is the mind itself does not move.
那第三个就是心本身不生不灭啊。
The third one is the mind itself does not perish and it does not arise.
哦，这里面大家可能已经听过，就是所有的现象啊、哦，包括我们的身体啊，从生下来到老啊，这一个身体的现象啊，不断的在变动。那可是这颗心啊，能知变动的这颗心，它从来没有生灭啊。
We have talked about this in the past. Ever since we were born, every phenomenon that we encounter is constantly changing.But the mind that is perceiving these changes itself does not change and does not arise or perish.
那第四点是那个心就真心就是不管是佛或是凡夫啊，他那个真心永远不会失去的啊。
The fourth quality characteristic is that the mind is not lost, it will never be lost. Whether it's some ordinary sentient beings or the Buddha, it is not lost.
那众生在起烦恼、起迷惑的时候啊，还是这一颗真心啊。那通常因为你起迷惑，那起烦恼，那我们把这个真心给那个名称叫做妄心。
So for sentient beings, oftentimes when we are amidst of confusions or delusions, it's still the true mind, but we call it the false mind.
那个妄心跟真心的两个一个关键点就是，妄心是有能所的啊，那真心没有能所。
The pivotal difference between the false mind and the true mind is that the false mind has subject and object, whereas the true mind doesn't have subject and object.
那个从没有能所的，从有能所的妄心转为没有能所的操作，就是你能够当下可以转过来啊。 那就是我们叫做明心见性啊。
But to transform from operating with subject and object to not operating with subject and object, that this transformation can happen instantaneously, and that's what we often call when you see your true mind and seeing your true nature.
那这个要从有能所的要转化为没有能所，其实相当不容易哈。
For this transformation to take place from having operating with subject and object to operating with no subject and object, this transformation, to be honest, is not quite so easy.
我们通常我们的心会去就是接触外境了，那外境分为色、声、香、味、触，那里面的话会去接触我们的记忆的东西，我们叫法尘。
So, in the everyday setting, our mind comes in contact with external phenomenons, the form, smell, sight, sensations, thought, and when the mind comes in contact with these external phenomenons, then in return, it will trigger memories that is latent.Which is called consciousness.
那白天就是先去接触外面的五层，然后又连接你的过去的经验来辨别它是什么东西，它要用过去的经验再去抓取外境哦。那白天是不断的这样一直重复的啊。
So day in and day out, the mind comes in contact with external phenomenons.The five sensory objects, and then retrieves the memories from the past, and we use these past memories to make distinctions and make decisions, and we operate this way day in and day out, non-stoppingly.
然后晚上的话，我们晚上基本上是大概五根，可能就是不再透过五根跟外境的色声香味触接触，可是。你晚上还是会在做梦的时候会跟你的什么跟你的意识的那个的东西我们叫法尘互动我们叫做独头意识
So that's what happens during daytime and night times we don't come in contact with these other sensory objects such as the sight the smell tasteBut the mind is still interacting with consciousness, and it becomes the singular important sense that we are interacting with at night times.
所以就是我们这个心就是应该从来没有停下来，就是心跟任何一个这一个外境在接触哦，那。不管你是醒着还是睡觉、哦、都不断的在跟外境在接触他们叫什么躁动不停、哦、
So the mind never ceases interacting and going back and forth between with all the sensory objects and the external phenomenons and it's the mind is constantly moving and being restless
なので、跟外境互動、所以这里面就会分你我、好坏。
During the interactions with external phenomena, then arise the notions of the self and others, and or the distinction between good and bad.
我们会把我们接触的东西分成是别人、啊、或者是我、啊、其实都是你接触的对象、哦、可是我们还是会分这是别人这是我
Of all the external phenomena and objects that we come in contact with we often distinguish it and divide it into the self and others whereas in truth they are merely phenomena that we come in contact with there's no such things as the self and others
be 如说你是讲张三李四、啊、那张三 这个是你的心所接触的对象，那理事也是你心接触的对象，其实这个对象就是你心中的东西，可是我们会把它分，那个是张三，那个是理事。
For instance, we encounter person X and person Y, and we distinguish X and Y. Whereas these are all phenomena that the mind comes in contact with, they are phenomena within the mind. But for some reason, we still make that distinction between the two.
那我们在讲张三李四啊，这时候其实就是一个画面，一个法尘，它是没有生命的东西啊，可是我们还是认为它是一个人。
But when we're talking about person X or Y, those are merely a sensory object. It's an image. There's really no person in it. But we somehow mistakenly perceive that there are still people within these images.
比如说我在这边，然后这边有我的一个荧幕哈，我就问人家说，那你讲话的时候跟谁讲？跟荧幕那个我讲，还是跟我这一个本尊讲？
For instance, if I'm sitting here and next to me is a projector screen and with my image on the projector as well, and if someone in the audience asks a question, then I ask the person that's asking the question, who are you asking question to? Are you speaking to the screen or are you talking to the real me, so to speak?
我说，哎，你要要钱跟那个要还是跟我要？
If I owe you money, then and you're trying to recall the debt, then who do you ask money from? From the screen, the image on the screen, or from the person that's sitting here?
那你要做人做那一个，还是做我这一个？
If you want to beat that person up, do you beat up the screen or me?
后来你就可以知道了，那一个是没有生命的哈，没有见闻觉知的功能的，只是一个相片。可是我们会认为是相同的啊。
Whereas really, you by asking you this series of questions, you can clearly see that the image on the screen is not alive. It doesn't have the ability to feel, to perceive. But somehow we perceive the image and the me that's sitting here as the same thing.
所以说我们喜欢一个就喜欢一个人，那你想到他，你还是会把那个影像当成他。
For example, if you like someone or are in love with someone, and whenever you think of that person, you would take the image of that person that arises in your mind as that real person.
我们大概很少会想说那个是他吗？不会这么想的啊。
It's probably very rare that we will ask ourselves, wait a second, is that really her, him?
那讨厌一个人，那你，其实跟你讲说那个不是他，你也不相信，你还是讨厌他，讨厌那个，讨厌你的记忆啊。
Or if you really dislike someone, and even if I'm telling you right now, whoever that comes up in your mind is not the real person, most of you probably still don't believe me and will continue to think, you know, that person in my memory is that person that I hate so much.
还有我们在讲话的时候，你需不需要把我们讲话的内容当成真的？
Or even when we are having a conversation, do you really have to take the content of that conversation as real, as the truth?
一定要嘛。
You have to.
之前他们讲说那个康州不是有一个什么，有一个人打死了什么20个学生是吧？我就问他说在哪里呀？他说在那边呢，在康州啊。我说在哪里呀？好像在你脑袋瓜里面呢。
Remember that incident last year in Newtown, Connecticut, where the shooting took place, about 20 people were shot to death. So a person was recalling the incidents to me, and I asked her, where did this take place? And she said, there, right there in Newtown, Connecticut. As if she's referring to a real place.
其实是在哪里？在哪里？在这边呢？有没有？你在讲那个时候，是不是留下来一个什么？一个影像嘛？那你把这个影像当成实际的人嘛？那我们刚才讲说，这叫什么？叫二度伤害。
Whereas, where is it really? It's actually just happening in here, in your head. So when you're talking about the incident, you're referring to the image, the lingering image that's in your head. So oftentimes when we repeat it and talking about it, it's almost as if you're repeating the hurts and the harms.
为什么叫二度伤害呢？你们可能有听过，就是有一个人被强暴，然后还已经是受伤害了，然后法院还要到请他到什么去作证，然后那个什么重复描述一下嘛，对不对？他们叫做二度伤害，对不对？
This doubly harm or doubly hurting kind of experience can also be illustrated in the example where if someone got raped and she reported to the police and was asked to go to the court and repeat the entire incident to the jury again. So it's that like the person has to relive the experience again.
可是平常的话，我们比如说被那个人骂了一次以后，那我们就想到了说，就再气一次，算不算二度伤害？
So if we use the same logic, in everyday setting, if someone just scolded you or said bad things to you, and we remember this incident and keep recalling it, isn't it causing us repeated harms?
那个佛陀是用个比喻，说你已经被什么被这箭射中了以后，再把它拔出来，再什么再射一次啊。
So Buddha used this analogy as if you have been shot by an arrow, and so you yank out the arrow and keep re-stabbing yourself over and over.
那这种事情，这个普不普遍？
Do we do this? Is this pretty fairly common?
那主要的就是主要的问题是，当这个记忆的时候，在重播的时候，我们会把那一个记忆留下来那个影像当成是别人，还当成是我。
The main problem with the way this is operated is when the memory gets replayed, we don't perceive those as mere memories. We think of it still as that whoever that's harming us, and also we perceive it as ourself in the memory.
那楞严经是讲说这一个再重新浮出来这些影像啊，它本身是没有生命的，没有见闻觉知的功能，它叫做物，物体的物，但是我们会把物体当成我。
So according to Saragama Sutra, all these images that resurface from our mind, those are called objects, and they do not have the ability to perceive or to think. They are merely objects, they are not the self.
那我们大部分的时间呢，可能会把那一个没有生命的那一个画面啊，当成是有生命的人，那就也相当于就是《金刚经》所讲的什么，应该是无我相、无人相、无众生相、无寿者相，但是我们把它当成里面是有人在里面。
So what happens is that we perceive that there's self or other people within these images, or we take those images as the self or as others. So unlike what is said in the Diamond Sutra, where there's no forms of the self, no forms of others, no forms of time. Instead, what we do is we take those images as the self, as others.
那这一个虽然我们是把这个物当成什么，当成人，可是我们的这还是真心的功能，你的真心并没有失去啊。
even though we take those images, these mental objects as the self or as others, as actual people, even though we're doing this quite erroneously, that's the function of the mind, but the mind itself doesn't change.
如果就是说要停止把这个物啊物体的物当成自己的话，那我们的妄想可能就会变得很少。
If we're able to stop taking the object as the self, then the number of wandering thoughts, false thoughts that we have will probably diminish drastically.
那可能我们聊天的时候可能就没有味道了。
But then by extension, when we have a conversation, we're gossiping with other people, it probably becomes quite tasteless and not so fun anymore.
可能是另外一种模式了啊。
Then we'll probably be communicating via a different method or on a different plane.
虽然没有，虽然就是说我们真心然后产生能所，那这时候并没有失去真心，可是因为你本身就一直跟这个物，就是那一个物体的物互动哦，那。 而产生什么痛苦啊？那禅宗讲叫做什么吸受轮回，就是其实并没有轮回，可是你自己把它当真，那不断的把假的一直跟假的东西互动，那等于是有点像算是做梦，梦境根本就没有，可是你没有能力知道它是梦境。
So If we keep using the true mind and use the function of having subject and operating with subject and object, it's as if we're constantly interacting with all these mental objects. So there's a saying that we're living through all the incarnations and cyclical cycles. In delusions, even though these things are not really happening, but we perceive it as real.
所以前面已经讲的就是第一个见性是能够看的是心，第二个是能够看的那个是不动的哈，就是我们那个真心是不动的。那第三个是什么？真心是不生灭的。第四个是真心是不会失去的。 那第五是不还了，不还了，要讲，我想就跳高第六，讲第六跟第八。So
let me just recapitulate really quickly. The first quality of the mind that we discuss is whatever that has the ability to perceive is a true mind. It's not the organs or the sensory organs that's doing the seeing. And the second one is the true mind does not move. And the third one is the true mind does not rise or perish. The fourth one is the true mind is not lost. And the fifth one is called the true mind is not dependent upon conditions. And we're not going to go into that one. Let's skip to the sixth and eighth, which is whereas the true mind is not the same as the perceived object. And the eighth one is the true mind is both separate and yet not separate from objects.
就是第六，就是我们的那个真心哈，它不是物。当然，它也没有离开物，但是它这第六是它是讲说，我们的真心不是物。So
the sixth one is saying that our true mind is not the object that it's being perceived. So the true mind is not an object.
也就是说，就是具有见闻觉知的功能的这个心，它不是没有见闻觉知功能的那个物体。In
another word, this mind that has the ability to perceive object, it's not the same thing as the object that is being perceived.
也就是说，你放眼看过去，就是被你看到的。 包括这个房间、这个地板、这个蒲团，还包括你所看到这些人啊，实际上它是物象啊，但没有一样不是你所看到的对象。那这个叫做物，那那个能看的心不是这个物本身啊。
So just look around, you know, the walls, the ceilings, the sitting cushions, and these people here, all of these are objects that's being perceived by the mind. They are objects. But the mind itself is not equated to, it's not the same as the objects that's being perceived by the mind.
那就是这个蛮重要的，那另外一个就是，这个真心虽然它不是物体，可是它没有离开物体。
This concept is very important. But the second layer of this is, even though the mind, it is not the object, but it does not depart or is not separate from the object.
譬如说你们看到佛像，对不对？那你没办法去切割，你跟佛像的界限，哪一部分是佛像，哪一部分是你的真心。
For instance, if you're looking at the Buddha statue right now, it would be impossible for you to draw the line or separate between the Buddha statue and the mind that's perceiving the Buddha statue.
所以有点像是说，你没有办法把那个海浪拿掉，然后就剩下海水。
Another analogy is that it's not possible for you to remove the ocean waves and to retain the ocean, the seawater by itself.
还有就是像比如说，你没有办法把镜子里面的影像拿掉，只单纯剩下镜子啊。
Similarly, it's not possible to merely remove the image that's reflected in the mirror and only have the mirror left.
所以这两者就是在禅宗，他们是针对这两者在实践哦。他心性既不是物，又没有什么离开物。
So in Chan, that is the that's the onus or the essence of the what they are striving for, what they are practicing for. We're understanding that the mind is not the object itself. At the same time, it does not separate from the object.
所以禅宗有一句话叫，他说：“离地不受一物，然后佛门适用，不舍一法。”应该是离地不舍一法，不是离地不受一法，然后是就是事相上，不舍一法。
So that's why there is a saying in Chan, in the Chan school, where the principle or the essence of the nature,
受应该怎么说？就是说，就是连住，连住。
The nature is not connected or attached to any one particular dharma. At the same time, the phenomenons does not depart from any of the dharmas.
就有点像是什么，像镜子它不会去连住任何一个现象，可是镜子本身也不会去拒绝任何一个现象。So
using the mirror as an analogy, the mirror itself does not is not attached to or connect to any one particular image that's being reflected in the mirror. At the same time, the mirror does not reject any of the images.
那我们的心，任何时间点都是这个样子哦，它本身不会去什么连着一个东西，也不会去排除。 拒绝那个东西，所以我们的心是任何时间点可以从这一个对象跑到另一个对象，那也可以让任何对象都在你的心中出现，所以它是永远是这样的一个状态。
So that is the way our mind operates. at any given point in time, the mind does not grasp onto any one particular phenomenon. At the same time, it doesn't repel or reject any phenomena. And because it operates this way, so the mind has the ability to, at one point, attend to one thing, and the next point, then focus on another thing. Or similarly, the mind also has the ability to keep recalling the same image.
也就是说，现象本身它因为是无常的，所以它也不可能连在这个什么，连在我们这个镜子里面的啊。
Of all the phenomena, because they're impermanent by in nature, so logically it's not possible for them to all perpetually, permanently be attached to the mirror itself either.
那如果再更深入一点的话，就是说这个现象啊，跟我们这一个心性那是什么关系？
If we delve a little bit deeper, then we ask the question, what is the relationship between the phenomenon and the mind itself, the essence of the mind?
那刚才是讲说我们这个心性、啊、它本身是不会去不受，就是它不会去连着任何一法、啊、可是它也不会去排斥任何一法、啊、这是第一种关系啊。
So the relationship between the two, like we were just talking about earlier, so first, it doesn't grasp onto any phenomenon in particular. At the same time, it doesn't reject any of the phenomena.
那第二个是什么？这个现象基本上是从心变现出来，心产生的一种功能。
The second one is,basically, the phenomenon are manifested within the mind, from the mind.
它有点像是什么？我们叫做什么？波浪跟海水哈、啊，就是因为波浪就是海水动了以后，然后产生这个波浪的形状。
Again, it's just like the analogy that we used earlier. The ocean waves and the sea water.Because the water moves, thus creates the phenomenon of the waves.
那这一个要谈到这个这些现象跟心性或是真性的关系，那楞严经又讲到，从完全什么空无一物的状态，然后产生，产生虚空，然后产生世界，产生众生，然后产生业过啊，那基本上就是心的。的一种功能。
So, talking about this relationship between the nature of the mind and the phenomenon, according to the Sragama Sutra, because of the movement, the mind moved, so arises the concept of subject and object, and then the concept of empty space.And then following that is the world and sentient beings and all the karmic connections.
那我们现在因为没有办法从现在现象界然后回到空无一物的状态，再从空无一物的状态又回到现象界，所以我们很难相信说这东西是我们变现的。
And because we at this moment, we don't have the ability to freely move from the phenomena of the world, going back to the essence of the mind, and move back and forth. And so it's almost impossible for us to understand, to really believe that these everything is, are merely phenomena of the mind.
我们大概只有晚上做梦做梦，梦才可以知道说梦真的就是我们心变现的。可是，在做梦的时候，你也没有能力，就是发觉那个是心变现的。或者话，做噩梦的话，其实也不用惊叫。
The closest that we may come to it may be when we are dreaming at night. When we're dreaming, then it's later on we can clearly see that those are merely phenomena manifested by the mind. Yet, even so, while we're still dreaming, oftentimes we don't see that. We don't realize those are phenomena of the mind. So if you truly understand that even when you're having nightmares, then there's really no need to scream, no need to be fearful. You will understand that those are created by your own mind.
我们有一个菩萨，他读《金刚经》之前呢，他就是晚上做梦，梦到鬼，他就是让鬼追哈。然后在读了十年以后，晚上做梦的时候就追鬼哈。
There's a volunteer who was reciting the Diamond Sutra diligently daily, and before he started reciting the Diamond Sutra.Whenever he dreams at night, he is often chased around by ghosts. But after 10 years of recitation, he turns around and starts chasing the ghosts himself.
其实你懂这个道理的话，你晚上做梦你就可以追鬼啊，为什么也要练金刚经？这个梦本来就是你自己怎么变现的啊。
So if you understand this principle, then...At night, when you're dreaming, you don't even have to chase after the ghost because then you understand that no matter what, the ghost or the self, those are manifestations of your mind only.
其实不只是晚上没能力啊，包括白天我们起的妄想，我们也没有可能可以知道那个是妄想，可是你也没有能力，就是说化解这一个你的想法是你心变现出来的。
Not only that we lack control when we're dreaming, even in daytimes when we are awake, we still oftentimes, most of the time we cannot control it. Even when a wandering thought arises, even if we're able to perceive that it's a wandering thought, but we fail to see deeper and understand that those are created by your mind.Only.
我们大概就是说你自己刻意想什么东西，你可能知道这是我想的。那如果你没有想，它自己跑出来，我们大概没有能力知道那个是自己什么心跑出来的啊。
So if you're consciously thinking about something and it comes up, and then you can clearly say, "Oh, that is created by my mind. I conjured it."But if you're not consciously thinking about something and an image comes up, then we probably lack the ability to see that those are created by the mind itself.
不过就大概可以知道，就是说，那个你没有能力知道它是心变现出来的，可是至少你可以知道那是心所感知的对象。
But even if you're not able to see that all the phenomenons are manifestations of the mind, at least you should start have the understanding that those are objects that is perceived by your mind.
如果是被你心感知的东西，算不算属于心里面的东西？
If they are objects that's perceived by the mind, then are they part of the mind?
就有点难呢。比如说，我是被里面看到的东西嘛，那是不是你心里面的东西
？This gets a little bit difficult. For instance, I am the one that's been perceived by your mind. Am I part of your mind? Am I manifestations of your mind?
那是不是你心里的东西？你怎么可以看得到
？If it's not in your mind, then how are you able to see me?
对啊，你眼睛闭起来，我就不见了啊。
If you close your mind, then I disappear. Close your eyes, then your mind disappears. Then I disappear.
所以，包括这一点就都是非常难，就是说，这一个你所看到、所听到的是你感知的东西，可能这个可以听懂，可是 是你心里面的东西就很难体会。
So, even understanding this connection, this relationship is already quite difficult. So it may be easier to understand that whatever that you see, you hear, those are objects perceived by your mind. That part is fine. But to understand that there are all these objects are all within your mind, in your mind, that part is harder to understand.
刚刚法师说这是心里面东西哈，听这样子的一句话，感觉好像是说，好像有一个这个人在看这个能力看到这样子的东西，然后在这个里面，那这种感觉好像有一种这种二元的这种现象哈。那事实上，心所看到的或是不看到的，都是本身就是心。
Echo 菩萨 ，Can you translate please?
When法师talked about, you know, when mind is able to observe the phenomenon, it's hard to understand that those phenomena is also within the mind. But that statement itself is ironic because when you say it's also in the mind, somehow there is this kind of spatial description. Saying that there is this thing, seeing this phenomenon, there is kind of dualistic kind of flavor in there. Actually, phenomenon itself is also the mind.
这个没有错哦，就是说比较就近一点的话，就是应该是现象就是心哈、哦。那从另外一个再分别就是心外有物啊。那跟心外无物的时候，有时候我们就会讲，就是什么，就是一切都是什么，就是不出自心啊。就是如果在分别这样的话，有时候就只讲说是心念的东西啊，因为直接讲它就是心，一般人可能听不懂啊。
So you're right. So we can say that all the phenomenons is the mind itself. But sometimes you want to make the, if we want to talk about 心外有物还是心外无物？
就心外，就是有些人是心外有物，那我们现在是讲说心外，真的是针对心外无物来讲，心外有物，所以才讲说是心内的东西。
心外有物来讲。
对，因为我们说外道嘛，追求心外的东西叫做外道嘛，那一切都是在心里面的东西，我们就怎么都是心内的东西。
But so all the phenomena is the mind itself. But some people, when they have erroneous understanding, they tend to say the objects are outside the mind. And so in that case, we try to clarify by emphasizing that it's not outside of the mind, it's within the mind. So that's another way to explain the whole concept.
就有点像是什么，像镜子里面不是有，譬如说有鸟飞过来啊，那还有什么蝴蝶飞过来飞过去，人走来走过来走去，你也可以讲说这些东西就是镜子本身，而是在我们的经验，我们会觉得是什么，它没有，它是镜子里面的东西，可是要讲说它是镜子啊，对一般人大概很难理解。因为那些人什么，那些人走开以后，镜子那个像就不见了，可是那个镜子还本身还在的啊，所以有时候我们会讲说它本身是什么，就是镜子里面的东西。
So similarly, the reason why we talk about that these objects are within the mind is, just like again the mirror analogy, birds and butterflies come and go, and they cast the image on the mirror, so.It's easier for people to understand in some sense when we talk about these images are within the mirror. But if we want to go a little bit deeper and said that the images and the phenomena are the mirror itself, it gets too abstract and it's harder for people to really make the leap of faith and believe that.
因为就是他有时候他是心，本身就是心，可是你没有去感知它的时候，那个现象并不会出现。
So the object or the phenomena, they themselves are the mind itself. That is true. But before you perceive them or become aware of them, the phenomena don't exist.
也就是说，比如说我们刚才不是讲嘛，说什么这个离地，不受一法啊，那事相上不舍一法啊，那他从理上来看，他没有半样，没有一样东西啊。可是从事件上又发觉什么东西都里面都有。
So like what we're saying earlier on the couplet that we mentioned, from this perspective of the principles, the essence, then the essence doesn't grasp onto any one phenomenon or any one dharma. But on the level of phenomenon, then everything is included and not rejected by the mind. From that perspective, all the phenomenon is all part of, is already all included, inclusive.
所以可能就是说，至少对我们来讲，就是说它是心念的东西，大概就已经很够用了哈。
So, for the purpose of our discussion, just talking about it at the level that everything, all the phenomena are within the mind, using this way to capture the concept, it should be quite sufficient for the time being, for now.
那这刚才就是把心分析了以后，其实可以就拉到我们生活上了。我们往往是把自己心里面产生的东西啊，然后你认为是心外的东西。
And so, as we have just talked about the characteristics of the mind, now we can apply it to our daily life. So oftentimes we mistakenly take whatever that's created by the mind as an external object, something outside of the mind.
比如说我讲一句话说这个人很糟糕啊，那到底他是一句话呢，还是这是我的心，还是真的有一个人很糟糕？
So, for instance, if I say, oh, that person is lousy, so what is it exactly? Is it an utterance that I just made? Or it's my mind? Or is there actually a person that's really awful out there?
也许你就是说你心就是完全不动的时候，你讲说这个人很糟糕，就是心里面透过嘴巴讲出这样的一句话，可是你不会就是什么就联想一个什么一个人很糟糕。
So when your mind is still and unmoving and you utter a statement like that, it's merely your mind making a statement and vocalize through your mouth. That's all. You wouldn't be creating an image in your mind and making the connection between that statement and that image or that person that's created in your mind.
它就有点像，比如你敲一个东西，刚好敲出什么这个人很糟糕的一个什么一个符号出来。
It's just sort of like using some sort of instrument and hitting those sounds, and the sounds happen to make the sound of this person is lousy. That's all. It's not connected to any image of other people or that person.
那我讲这个人很糟糕的时候，你也听到这个人很糟糕，或许你也呼出你大概可能知道讲的那个人代表谁，那你也呼出那个影像。可是这一个你听到声音还有浮出这个影像，这是谁的心内的东西，应该是你心内的东西。
And then when you're hearing me saying this, this person is lousy, when you hear that, probably you know what I'm talking about, so the image of the person also comes up in your head, and then you connect it with the statement of this person is lousy. But really, the sound that's perceived by you, as well as the image that's created by you, those are all phenomenons of your mind, within your mind.
如果你的心只能够只会比如说呼出听到这个声音啊呼这个影像那也还好、
啊。If you are able to stop at that, that's whereas your mind perceives the sound and your mind give rise to the image of that person, if it ends there, that's quite all right.
然后你可能又呼出没有错他就是那么糟糕。这也是你的心里面的什么是不是你心里面的符号呼出来了
But you may move further and another thought comes up that thinking, oh yes, indeed, this person is really lousy. Isn't that also in another symbol or another phenomenon that arises from your mind?
那你在呼出这一些影像的时候，你可以看到是你心中呼出影像吗？还是你认为这个是某某人？
So when all these images arise from your mind, do you really perceive them as phenomena that arise from your mind, or do you actually connect it with that actual person?
你如果认为那是某某人的话，你可能还会再联想。
If you then connect it with that actual person out there, then your thinking pattern probably then is perpetuated, and you will continue thinking down that path.
但是我们好像不容易哈，就是你不会觉得那你是呼出一个什么声音啊，呼出一个连接这样子而已呢。你可能应该是认为那个是某某人，就你等于是把一个符号当成什么，当成人。我想说叫任务什么为己为人。
But it's not so easy. It's probably not so easy for us to really recognize that it's merely the form of the sound that you heard and also an image of the person that's a phenomenon of an object of your mind. When you hear I say that the person is lousy, you're probably immediately connected with that external actual person in the world and continue thinking that way. And so that's what is called we
任务为人，
就是把那个物当成里面有人在里面。
That we take the object, we mistakenly take the object as the self, or take that as the actual, as others, other people.
其实我们在平常的时候我们大部分都是用心啊，用我们的心，然后去感知一个色相，一个声音，就把那个色声香味触法当成你自己的心，或当成对方的心。
So actually, every day, what we do is we use the mind to perceive sensory objects or a sight, a smell, a physical sensation, and we take those.Objects that we perceive as the mind itself.
我们刚才从十一点讲到现在啊，你们听到声音有没有听到看到我们的心
？We have been talking about this since 11 o'clock. You have heard all these sounds, but have you see your mind?
那如果是你把我的声音就是当成说哦。华师在讲经，那就是你又把声音当成什么？当成心，因为只有心才有什么，才有见闻皆知的功能啊。
So if you take the sound that you hear as法师 is giving a Dharma talk, then you are taking whatever you heard, the sound object as the mind itself. Because after all, it's only the mind that has the ability to perceive and to have awareness.
所以就是说我们没有办法就这么直指人心哦，我们就是 指鹿为马就指那个什么，这个就最常见就是声音跟什么跟色相为人啊。
So that is why we're not able to point directly to the mind itself, and oftentimes we mistaken the sound or the visual object that we see as the mind itself.
那色相就是可以动可以讲话的时候，你把色相当成他的心，那只有他什么？这个人就是不呼吸的不动了以后，你就是说他才知道说他死掉了，就是才会看到说他是什么，他里面也不会去讲心呢，就是他死掉了而已，就是他有没有死掉，是他不能讲话了还是他死掉了？
So that's why when we look at a person's form, the physical body, we take that as the mind. But when that person, the physical body is no longer moving or talking, then we don't even say, oh, the mind is gone or whatever. We don't talk about the mind. We just said the person is dead. But is that really the case? Is the person dead?
一个活人啊，譬如我现在就在这边，跟我死去啊。我活人有没有心？还是这个死人有没有心？
So for instance, a living person is sitting here, comparing to when I'm dead. Does the living person have a mind, or is the dead does a dead person has a mind?
你们相信这个没有呼吸的时候，他心还是在的。
Would you believe it that even when the body is not breathing, the mind is still there?
他很可能就尝试在禁忌里面看能不能动啊，但是动不了而已。
It could be that the person is really trying to move, but is unable to move. That's all. The mind is still in the body.
You want to ask something? Yeah. You need to microphone. Hold on. Microphone.
I'll pass the mic to you.
Thank you for this. It's very helpful, actually. I think, I don't want to belabor this. Some people have heard me rant on some of these issues already, but part of what's going on here is our language is not really clear with respect to what we mean when we say something exists, something is. Are the images in our mind our mind?That kind of question is not handled very well by the English language, because the English language assumes duality pretty much all the time. Whenever you say see, you've got a seer and a seen. You know, that's sort of the way the language works. So whenever you talk about it, it gets confusing some, you know.
我并不想要把在这个题目上大做文章，可是有些人已经听过我说这方面，就是事实上英文好像英文这个语言本身它对这个心，比如说是存在在心里心内心外，或者说这些种种的相就是心本身，对这种的讨论这种问题并不能够做一个很巧妙的处理，因为英文本身它因为本身已经有了主观跟客观，所以当你说 see 看到这个东西的时候，已经本身就包含了主位跟宾位的这个关系，所以它本身已经有包含了对立的二元的状态，语言本身的一个缺点。
现在中文也差不多啊，只是中文没有那么强调而已啊。
It's similar actually in Chinese. Those meanings, semantic meanings are inherent. It's just that in Chinese we don't, it doesn't seem to be emphasized as much.
Okay, so we can accept that. What I've stuck with me so far, the mind itself does not move.That's one of the statements that we're accepting here. Phenomena, however, obviously move, right? We all, phenomena are moving all the time. That's what they do. So when you say, are the phenomena the mind? We're getting now to use a Clintonian statement. We're trying to define what the word is. You know, but I mean, that's what we're doing. What does it mean? What is being? What, when you say, what is this thing? It's actually an extremely profound question that, you know, even Western philosophers talk about it all the time. Does anything exist outside of your mind? This is one of the biggest questions in the history of Western philosophy, right? It really is. They talk about it. And the way that we talk about this in Chan, there's a tendency to make it seem as if people are saying, well, there's nothing out there, which may be true, but you see, what bothers me is that, practically speaking, I don't think that's a healthy attitude to take out into the world as I know the world. There's traffic on the streets, for example, in the world that I live in. And my parents taught me not to just walk out into the middle of the road and stand there until a car hits me. They taught me not to let that happen. And I am thankful that they did, because I believe somewhere inside me, at least with respect to ordinary reality, as I'm going through the world of ordinary reality, if you stand in the middle of the road, you're going to get hit by a car and you're going to wish you hadn't done it, right? And sometimes when we talk about this, I feel like we're losing that idea. And people are sitting around going, people who are new to Chan and new to talking this way, sit around getting sort of nervous. Is this guy really saying it doesn't matter whether I play in traffic? You know, the Dalai Lama, in one of his books, he says, if you think you don't exist, stick a needle in your finger. That's literal. That's a quote. I've memorized it. If you think you don't exist, stick a needle in your finger. Okay? And he took the position in there that this is the, you know, he's not a Chan guy. He's a Madhyamaka, you know, but he said the question about whether these things outside in the world really exist or not isn't important, because they can hurt you. Whether they exist or not, so what? If you get hit by a car, you're going to feel bad, right? And this is taking the Buddha's teachings from the perspective of the Buddha as a physician. You know, the Buddha is a doctor. That's one of the biggest things that we're told, and that we should look at the teachings in terms of whether they are helpful to us. Is this the proper medicine for us at this time, right? And the Dalai Lama is saying, walking around through the ordinary reality as if nothing exists, and you can stick needles in your fingers and it won't hurt, I mean, that's not good medicine. You know, that's sort of what he's saying. It's just not practically, you know, a good thing to do. So, you know, I understand that when you're approaching a real breakthrough in your Chan experience, right? I mean, you're trying to experience a non-dualistic reality, right? And so that's how you have to talk about it, but you should make sure that you don't do it in real life or ordinary life.
So 就以今天的课来说，他基本上了解到的是，心本身是不动的，可是现象是会动的。那这是一个实际上很深奥的哲学的问题，就是那到底心是什么？那通常在我们禅宗的说法里面呢，常常会说，似乎有那种感觉，那个味道就是，在心外的所有的一切万物都事实上并不存在的，可是。这种说法到底对我们有没有帮助，或者有没有造成影响？如果说真的心外的一切万法都不存在的话，那站在街口还是会被车子撞到啊。那达赖喇嘛他本身也有说过，说你当你如果说万法皆不存在，都是只有在心里面的话，那拿根针戳戳自己的手指头会不会痛？会痛的话，那你还它还是存在的。所以当然， 在做禅修的时候，或许你要透过这方面深刻的思考，才能够破这个见的望见的关卡。可是在禅修的练习，似乎跟我们在日常生活中实际上的操作还是有一点，应该有点区别，是吗？
这个心外无华哈，其实我们从我们的经验啊，如果你对你来讲，如果你的心没有去接触它的话，对你来讲它是不存在的啊。那你刺它，假设我，你刺一个那个什么，刺一个那一个那个麻醉的人嘛，你给他刺，医生给他开，他也是不会痛啊。啊，你现在会痛，表示他感知到了，就那个东西还在心内啊。反正也是被感知到的，也是在心内。啊，对这，比如说，因为我没有注意他，所以他现在对我来讲他不在。可是你什么人注意他，他就存在。那个近是因为有新的认知才存在的。那如果说你把心拿掉的话，近对你来讲是不可能存在的，因为你没有办法认知它，怎么还会讲存在不存在？
When we talk about that, there are no phenomena outside the mind, I just want to clarify that when you don't perceive it, then they don't exist. When no one is aware of it, it doesn't exist. So just like when someone is undergoing anesthesia, if you stick a needle into that person's mind, you don't feel it. That the fact, the act didn't exist. So phenomena exist because the mind is aware of it. Or even if you are not aware of it, then other people are aware of it, then it still exists.
好，我们还剩下十几分钟啊，不知道怎么讲了。那禅宗就是这个楞严经讲真心妄心，那他也讲到说我们怎样从真心变成妄心，然后接下来就怎么样从妄心再回到真心。那他的关键点实际上就是从就是有能所那变成没有能所，我们叫做入流王所。
So in the Shrugama Sutra they talk aboutwhat happenedthat we move from the true mind and becomes the false mind, and how do we operate so that we can return back to the true mind. And so the pivotal point in this transformation is how the mind operates, whether it operates with a sense of subject or an object or not.
那它的关键点是因为我们的心有能所，所以我们是一个心那跟外境接触，那外境又可以分为就是色声香味触还有我们的法尘。
So the key point is when the mind comes in contact with external phenomena, the external phenomena can be further divided into the sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, thoughtThose are the sensory objects.
那我想说我们在禅修的时候可以就是我的心不去接触六尘那一直收回来也不简单但是在我们现实生活当中你又必须要什么去接触六尘，因为要互动。
And so when we're meditating, we can practice this way where we withdraw the mind from the sensory objects, keep pulling it backAnd that in itself is not easy either. It's quite an accomplishment. But in everyday settings, the mind necessarily has to come in contact with these sensory objects.
那平常你就是在接触六尘的时候，那怎么办呢？因为我们的心还是什么，有这个心，一个我跟外境的一个接触，那应该是可以用，就是说，假设你的心已经停止那种能所的分别，那这时候再来看待这些所有的现象，再以这样的标准跟外境互动，可能就比较可以在生活当中可以用。
So exactly how do we do to stop that? The mind in our daily setting necessarily has to come in contact with a sensory object. So if you're able to remove the distinction, if the mind understands and able to remove the distinction between subject and object, then from that basis, maybe we'll be able to use a true mind.
就是书讲说什么，不要把对方当成一个对象啊。
Just like the Shifu said, when we are interacting with someone, don't treat that person as an object, as an external object that you're interacting with.
那把或者是说把那一个现象当成是这个是我整体的心的一个。主要焦点。
In another word, or you see that phenomenon, but you don't treat it as the sole focus of your mind.
也就是说，譬如说我现在穿一件长衫啊，那只要你抓到这个长衫的领子，那就是它是整体的，但是以领子为中心。
So take the robe that I'm wearing, for example. This is the whole robe, but if you pull on the collar part of the robe, you can use that as the central point, the focus of the robe.
或者也可以这么讲说，我们在任何一个时间点呢，我们这个心啊，都像一面可以反射的镜子。那在这个镜子里面呢，有种种的色相，种种的声音，还有包括种种的想法。那你不要去认为哪个色相是别人，哪个色相是我。
Another way to look at it is, again, thinking the mind is like the mirror, and any point in time, the mirror can reflect, contains all sorts of images, sounds, and thoughts.So the way we practice is you do not focus on any particular thought or image or object, and you don't take any particular object or phenomenon as the self or the others.
譬如说我们现在这边大概六七十个七八十个人对不对，那就是现在目前这边就是有六七十个色相，包括外面的这个什么天花板啊，这是色相。那色相包括还有我讲话的声音，还包括你听到以后，你可能心中会浮出有一些想法，对不对？那对你来讲，你只要你眼睛睁开，那耳朵睁开，还有你的念头也不用去压制，那这全部都在你的什么？是不是你心中的东西？心中的这些色声香味触法的现象吗？那你不要把这些现象当成是心。
So, just take this setting as an example. There are maybe 60, 70 people sitting here. These are 60, 70 different objects, sight, visual objects. Also included is like the ceilings, the walls, or my voice as I'm talking, or it even includes all the thoughts that comes up in your mind as you listen to the talk. So these are all objects, all phenomenons in the mirror, and don't focus on anything in particular or take any of these objects as the mind itself.
那在这么这个色声香就主要是色啊、声，还有你的念头呈现在你的心子里面，在你这个心境的这个里面的时候，请问你的心到底它在哪里
？So, but the key question is when all these phenomena, particularly the sight, the sound, and the thought, when they appear in your mind, or in this mind mirror, where is your mind at the moment? Where is it?
如果是你从身体这个方向往外看，那就表示你的心是在你的身体里面。
if you're perceiving things from your physical body, using this as the origin and perceive all objects, then in that sense, you may easily think that the mind is inside the body.
那假设你的心就是是整体的照，你想你的心在哪里？
But if your mind is perceiving and aware of all the phenomenons universally, uniformly, then in that case, or in taking everything in its entirety, then in that case, where is the mind?
假如我们的心，我们说我们的心不停留在一个特定的一个某某人的 脸上，或是说 某句话的某某人讲话的那些声音上，或是 你自己的想法上，那假设你不停留在上，那你的心实际上 是等于是整体的照。
So if your mind doesn't dwell on a particular person's face or a particular sound, the sound that's coming up in this talk, or it doesn't dwell on any one of your particular thought, instead your mind is illuminating and being aware of the totality, then in that case, where is the mind?
那通常因为你照了以后，我们自己会有选择照那一个人啊的一个这个人的一个样子，然后去区分他是什么人。事实上，这个人的样子跟他的背景加起来，其实是整体的现象。
But oftentimes when we're, for instance, when we're looking, we would select a person's image and make identifications, not realizing that that person's image is actually part of a whole with that person's background as well. It's all a total, a whole, without any specific borders.
那假设你是去照一个特定的对象的时候，那就有能照所照，可是你这一颗就是能照的那一颗心啊，就超越能所那个能照那颗心是什么？
So if you choose to focus on one person's image in particular, then of course, there arises the duality of the one that's of being aware and also the object that's being awared. But when you remove that,
就是没有能所，不是有能所的，既非能所的，既有能照的，既有照的功能的这个心在哪里？这样子，就它是整体的照了。
But but if you are being aware without any the sense of subject and object, then where is the mind? What is this mind?That has the ability to be aware of everything in its totality.
假如你念念都不会照特定的东西，那基本上这个心基本上是不动的啊。
So, if thought after thought, you're not selective, you don't particularly focus on one object or another. So basically, in that sense, the mind is not moving.
只有我们这个心就是注意力在，比如说不同的对象上。那你才会发觉说我们的心在动。
It's only when we focus on particular objects and shift between them that's when we sense that our mind is moving.
然后动的时候又把那个事项当成人，那当成一个对象啊，当成好啊，当成坏。
And while the mind is already moving, we take the forms as the self or the others. We take it as good or bad, and all sorts of distinction arises.
那这个有时候我们叫做四心分别啊。
So it's the conscious mind that's making all these distinctions.
所以我们说转世成智，就是那一种从这种有能所的这种四心，然后停下来，然后。就是完全停了，就是叫做我们在能所双亡了，那就是超越能所的事，那就变成真心了。
And that's why there's a phrase of transcending, transforming consciousness into wisdom. And so we remove the sense of subject and object from consciousness and arrive at a higher, at a wisdom.
那整个禅宗就是从有能所的那个真心啊，回到没有能所的什么真心。那有能所的真心，我们表叫做妄心啊。
So in Chan, the goal is to move away from operating. It's still the true mind, but operating with a sense of object and subject. Move away from that and going back to the true mind that does not operate with subject and object. And when it's operating with subject and object, we call that the false mind.
然后你自己就是能所双亡以后，那你就回头过来去帮助那一些什么，就是有能所的人帮助他也能所双亡，叫做度众生。
So once you are able to remove both subject and object, then we go back and try to help those people that are still operating with subject and object. And that's what we call delivering sentient beings.
那通常禅宗就是说直接从无能所的这个状态去讲的时候，一般人他们都是听不懂的。
But oftentimes in Chan, when we directly, right away, talk about no subject and no object, it's hard for people to understand.
所以有时候就要从那个教理去谈，那个教理有时候很多时候都是什么，都是有能所的啊。
And that's why oftentimes we have to talk about it from scriptures or from some teachings. But the thing is, with language and talking about these teachings, there's already the inherent sense of subject and object.
所以到最后就是要什么参话头啊，或是末照，直接去什么去问那一些什么能够看能够知的那个心是什么啊。
And that's why at the end, oftentimes we have to rely on methods such as silent illumination and huatou, and to remove all the other stuff and directly asking what is it that is able to see.
不过就参话头或是末照，最好能够跟生活上用，生活上你在跟人家互动的时候，你可以问问看你到底是跟谁在讲话。
Even if you're investigating either Hua Tou or using silent illumination, it will be for the best if you are able to apply it in your everyday setting. So when you are talking to people, you can ask who is it that's talking or who am I talking to?
或者说你是跟有对象的讲话还是没有对象的?
Or you can ask yourself, are you talking to any one particular object or is there really no object that you are talking to?
那可能最后可以用出一句话，什么？要认真，不要当真。
So at the end, I'll conclude with what Shifu said. Be serious, but don't take it too seriously. Don't take it for real. Don't think that it's all real, but practice diligently. Be serious about your practice.
好，我们今天讲到这边，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛, that's how we'll end.